Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you. work it out. Won't he do it? Yes, he will. Good afternoon and praise the Lord and welcome to J-Bell's Room. I am your host, Evangelist Maria Tripper, joining you live from Starkville, Mississippi. J-Bell's Radio 1 is brought to you by our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to save, heal, and deliver, and to set the captives free. What a mighty God we serve. Angels bow before him. Heaven and earth adore him. Jesus Christ, what a mighty, mighty, mighty good God we serve. This is the day that the Lord has made. I shall and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. I'm glad about Jesus waking me up this morning in my right mind, clothed and with the activity and use of my limbs. I thank and praise God for food on my table, a roof over my head, and a bed to lay in, because Jesus didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming soon. You heard the song. It says the woman was singing, the songstress, let's get ready to go home. Jesus is coming. He's coming. Let's go home. You know, the old folks used to say, straighten up and fly right. That's what my grandmother used to say. It's time to straighten up and fly right, because Jesus, he's coming home, and he's coming for the righteous. And none, the Bible says, but the righteous shall see God. Amen and praise God. I'm glad about it. What about you? Amen. God is an awesome God. He's worthy to be praised. He is beginning and the end. There's just none like Jesus in all the earth. When I think of the goodness of Jesus Christ and all that he has done for me, my soul can't help but to cry out hallelujah. Because I thank and praise God when I was sinking deep in sin and far from the peace for sure, the master of the sea, he heard my despairing cry. And from the waters, hallelujah, Jesus Christ, he lifted me. I thank and praise God for deliverance. Amen. What about you? I remember when. What about you? Do you remember way back when? But it was the prayers of my mother and my foremothers and the prayers of the righteous that availeth much, that somebody prayed for me. I know somebody prayed for you. See, that song, beginning of that song, it says, none but the righteous. They had two songs. In the beginning was, none but the righteous shall see God. And then they ended up with, Jesus will work it out. And the pure in heart, Jesus Christ says, shall see God. So we want to ask God to help us to have a pure heart. A pure and clean heart. Amen. And he said, blessed are the peacemakers. Hallelujah. Right? For they shall be called what? The children of God. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. We're talking today about prayer, praying without ceasing. The Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians, in the 5th chapter, in the 17th verse, it reads, just simply pray without ceasing. Because this is the hour that we need to pray. We need to pray to seek God for his help. He says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and all of his righteousness, and everything else will be added unto us. He says, if we acknowledge him, Jesus Christ, he says, if we acknowledge him in all of our ways, he will direct our path. Amen. Because there's none like him. And if we don't acknowledge Jesus and look to him, and ask him to order our steps and call on him and cry out to him, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. We can't hear from heaven. We want to open up the communication line to pray to God, to ask him. He says he is a very present help in the time of trouble. So we're going to go right now to the throne of grace and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to come in and help us. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you, Father, for this is your day. We thank you for allowing us to see another day that you didn't have to do it, but you did. You brought us a mighty long way, and you raised us up this morning. And, Father, we thank you for it. We glorify you. We magnify you, for there's none like you in all the earth. You said you'd give your glory to another, but we give you the glory, Father God, because you are worthy. You are the creator and the maker of the heavens and the earth and the universe. And we say thank you, Father God. We just bless your holy name. We thank you for the We thank you for my mother, Father God. We thank you for my Aunt Jean, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for my husband, Elder Reginald Triplett. We thank you for all the listeners, people that will tune in, Father God. We are in the name of Jesus, that you will, with your Holy Ghost power in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, for blessing us to hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church, and that is to pray without ceasing. So we ask that you teach us how to pray, Father God, and to pray always, Father, and let our faith faileth us not. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we ask that you continue to cover us with your blood of Jesus. Let your anointing remove the burdens and destroy every yoke of bondage off of our life. In Jesus' mighty name, and we say thank you, Father God. Amen. Amen. We have two scriptures today. The first is coming out of Psalm, the 115th division of Psalm. Psalm 115. So write that down. If you don't have your Bibles, write it down. Psalm 115. I love the Psalms. The Psalms are just wonderful. It's just, you know, gives us a song, song in our heart, the word of God. Amen. The Bible says, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against God. And the Psalms are calming and soothing to the soul. We have been sleeping with the Psalms at night, and it's just a blessing to hear the word of God when you sleep. And you can just hear and meditate on the word. And it's just while you are sleeping, you can just have that word of God just in the Psalms of God, the Psalms of David and of the word of God, just in your presence, in your atmosphere of your bedroom. And it's nothing like the word of God, because the word of God is powerful, it's quick, and it's sharper than any two-edged sword. And this is what we need to hold on to, God's unchanging hand. And we need to be still and stand still and see the salvation of God. But we have to do what? Stand on the rock. That rock, which is what? Higher than I. And that rock is Jesus Christ. But we have to stand on his word, too. We have to trust God and take him at his word. Whatever his words say, we must believe it, his word. He says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was God. And the word was with God. And the word became what? Flesh and dwelt among us, because God is the word. Hallelujah. So when we're reading the word of God, we're having fellowship with God. Amen. When we're reading his word, that word, we're with God. So we want to walk in the newness of life and walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh by reading the word and doing what? Praying without ceasing. Amen. Psalms 115, not unto us, O Lord, not unto us, but unto thy name give glory for thy mercy and for thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their God? But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they through their throat. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Ye that fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord hath been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless them that fear the Lord, both small and great. The Lord shall increase you more and more, you and your children. You are blessed of the Lord, which made heaven and earth. The heavens, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth hath he given to the children of men. The dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. Praise the Lord. Amen. This is my story, and this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Wow. Thank you, Jesus. He says in Psalms 115 and 17, the dead praise not the Lord, neither any that go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. What about your house? Is your house serving God? Everyone in your house? There was a time people would, the mothers would stand on the word of God and tell the children, if you're in my house, you're going to go to church. You're going to serve God. You're going to have to go to church. You can't live in my house and don't go to church. Amen. Amen. So we have to be obedient as dear children. And we have to train up the child in the way they should go. When they're old, they won't depart. I remember when I was coming up and my mom would take me to the Catholic church, and she, if I would move or be about busy, too busy, she would pinch me so hard, man, I wouldn't move for the rest of the service, because she was training me to reverence God. Amen. Amen. And to hear what the Spirit is saying into the church, and to be quiet and to listen and to be quick to listen, slow to speak. Don't be a busybody moving around. We reverence God. We sat still, and we didn't walk when the word of God was going forth, and we didn't walk when we were praying in the house of God. You go to the house of God, some of these before the pandemic, they just walk around doing prayer. When people are praying, the ministers are praying, or when the word is going forth. No, you didn't go to the bathroom. You didn't go to get a drink. You didn't do anything. You sat there until they opened the altar up. And you didn't leave there until after there until it was time for the service to be over. You prayed without ceasing. And this is what God is wanting us to do. Even in our thanksgiving, when we praise God, that's a form of prayer. Because when we commune with our God, we praise him, we give him glory, we give him honor, and we thank him. We bless his name because he's our Father, which are in heaven. And he made the heaven and earth. And he's sitting right, Jesus Christ is sitting right now at the right hand of God, seated at the right hand of God. And he have already made intercession for us. Hallelujah. So that he says, I go away to prepare a place that where he is, we may be also. He said, but he wouldn't leave us comfortless. The Holy Ghost, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, he said, shall lead and guide you into all truth. And that's what he left us. He left us his word, and he left us the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. Let's go to 1 Timothy and the 5th chapter. 1 Timothy and the 5th chapter. We still talking about praying without ceasing. This is the time that we need to seek God all the day long. Amen. Praising our Savior all the day long. Giving him glory and honor, thanks all the day long without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Not all the time seeking or petitioning him. Lord, do to ask him for this and that. Give him glory. Just thank him. Have you ever heard of the prayer of thanksgiving? Just giving him thanks. That's all he wants us to do. Amen. If my dad would buy me something, I'd say thank you. Shows gratitude and appreciation. But the Lord says in this word that in these times, in the latter days that we're living in, people are unholy, and I'm thankful. God wants us to be thankful. And that's a form of prayer. See, always, he says, in all things, what? Give thanks. For this is the will of God. He wants us to give him thanks. Because he didn't have to die on the cross. He didn't have to get nails in his hands. He didn't have to wear a crown, but he did. He didn't have to get pierced in his side, but he did. He didn't have to get spat on, but he did. He took it for you, and he took it for me. Because he wanted to allow us to live again. Glory, hallelujah. That's a mighty, I mean, a mighty, mighty good God. He's good. And his mercy endures forever. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's what? He's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. And he changeth not. He says, holiness without. No man shall see the Lord. Holiness without. He wants us to be thankful. He wants us to be holy. And he wants us to praise him. Amen? Like we just read in that 115 division of Psalms. Praise ye the Lord. Amen? He wants us to praise him. He says if you don't praise him, guess what? The rock's going to cry out. And no rocks are going to cry out for me. A lot of times I remember people would look at me like I was crazy in the house of God. And it bothered me. But I still would praise God because I know what he done for me. But, you know, if you at that point, you cannot worry. What can man do to you? Man can't do anything. He's more, Jesus Christ is more than the whole world against you. They don't have a heaven and a hell to put you in. And we cannot be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Amen. Amen. To the Jew first and also to who? The Greek. Now let's read 1 Timothy. You can write this one down and the 5th chapter. 1 Timothy and the 5th chapter. We read first the 15th division of Psalm, and now we are reading 1 Timothy and the 5th chapter. And it reads, rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder women as mothers, the younger as sisters with all purity. Honor widows that are widows indeed. But if any widow have children or nephews, let them learn first to show piety at home and to requite their parents. For that is good and acceptable for before God. Now she that is a widow indeed and desolate trusteth in God and continueth in supplications and prayers night and day. But she that liveth in pleasure is dead while she liveth. And these things give in charge that they may be blameless. But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he have denied the faith and is worse than an infidel. Let not a widow be taken into the number under 80 years old. That's 60 years old, having been the wife of one man, well reported of for good works. If she have brought up children, if she have lodged strangers, if she have washed the saints' feet, if she have relieved the afflicted, if she have diligently followed every good work. But the younger widows refuse, for when they have begun to wax wanton against Christ, they will marry, having damnation because they have cast off their first faith. And withal, they learn to be idle, wandering about from house to house, and not only idle, but tattlers, also in busybodies, speaking things which they ought not. I will, therefore, that the younger women marry, bear children, guide the house, give none occasion to the adversary to speak reproachfully, for some are already turned aside after Satan. If any man or woman that believeth have widows, let them relieve them, and let not the church be charged, that it may relieve them that are widows indeed. Let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. For the scripture saith, thou shalt not muzzle the ox that treadeth out the corn, and the laborer is worthy of his reward. Against an elder receive not an accusation, but before two or three witnesses. Them that sin rebuke before all, that others also may fear. I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe these things without preferring one before another, doing nothing by partiality. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. Amen. Drink no longer water, but use a little wine for thy stomach's sake and thine often infirmities. Some men's sins are open beforehand, going before to judgment, and some men they follow after. Likewise, also the good works of some are manifest beforehand, and they that are otherwise cannot be hid. God is wanting us to pray for one another. Pray for the widows. Pray for the elders. Pray for the sick and the shut in. Not just you, your four, and no more. Pray ye for one another. The Bible says, confess your faults one to another that ye may be healed. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He changes not. He wants us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of Jesus Christ, because he's a jealous God, and he wants you to continue to give him all the glory, all the honor, all the praise that's due his wonderful and magnificent and holy name. Amen. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning, pray in the noonday, pray at night. You can't give God enough praise. You can't give him enough thanks for all what he's already doing. A lot of times we pray the prayers of petition. We petition God for things, and that's okay, because he tells us to come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy in the time of need. But we don't always want to petition God. Lord, in the name of Jesus, can you do this? Lord, can give him some thanks. Have a prayer of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Just get down on your knees and worship and bow down in the beauty of holiness. Just thank him for what he's already done and what he's doing. Give him the glory, because he said in his word, delight yourself in me. He said, and I will give you the desire of your heart. This is the day that the Lord has made. Be happy and rejoice and be glad in it. Give God the glory to do his name. Praise and honor him. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. He will answer. He will answer and he will hear your prayer. Pray, he says, for the peace of Jerusalem. Amen. Pray that it is well with them. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. Don't just pray for, again, your four and no more. Pray for the government. Pray for the president. That are talking about the president, pray that the president will hear from heaven. Amen. And make decisions. Decisions that come from God. Amen. Pray without ceasing. Prayer changes things. People's situations and things too. Pray for the prisoners. Don't say, yeah, that's what you need. You in prison. You made a crime, committed a crime. You committed crimes of lying and you deceived you, and you didn't love your brethren. You didn't love your enemies, so you was a sinner because you didn't love your enemies. And God said, love your enemies. So ask God to teach us, and you every day teach us, Lord, Father God, teach us how to pray and to pray without ceasing. Help us to hold on to you, Lord, and look to you, the author and finisher of our faith, and to cry out. Cry loud and spare not. We love you on today, Lord. We want to see you in heaven, and we ask that you allow us to be holy, because you said, be holy, for you are holy. And we want to be right so we can see you in heaven and in glory in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Nothing but the righteous.